Tanner Olson, and this is the Walk a Little Slower podcast. Here we talk about hope and heaviness, creating and continuing joy and sorrow, life and God, questions and answers, and everything in between. This is a podcast where you are invited to slow down, to lean in, to hold fast, and to eventually keep going. Welcome. Welcome back to another episode of the Walk a Little Slower podcast. It's me, your host, Tanner. I am just happy to be here, and I'm just happy that you are here as well. I gotta tell you, I'm struggling today. I'm tired. Maybe you are listening to this and you're like, I am tired too. We do not need to compare our tiredness. We can just both agree that we are tired. I'm recording this on Monday, March 4th in the afternoon, and trying to record anything or do anything in the afternoon on a Monday is like, why do we do this to ourselves? Anyways, we just got back yesterday from being gone for like 10, 11, 12 days. We were in Indiana visiting family and friends. I flew from Indianapolis to Phoenix for a conference where I got to see some amazing people. Maybe I got to see you there. Then I flew back to Indianapolis, worked for a couple of days, flew to California for a couple of events, and that's what I want to tell you about on this episode. I want to tell you about my time in California. Before you do that, I want to mention a couple of things. The first is that when I tell you about California, I'm going to mention some events that I was doing. If you would ever want to bring me in for an event, I would love to come join you, to come speak at your church, your school, your workplace, local coffee shop, house show, whatever it may be. If you want to book an event, send me an email, writtentospeak@gmail.com. The next thing is, if you're not following along, if you're not subscribed to my email list, make sure you do that. I've got a new shirt that I'm releasing in a couple of weeks here, and some other new, hopefully exciting things as well that are in the works. Y'all know, there's always something new that's right around the corner. Anyways, I think those are all the updates or announcements. Just check the show notes, click the links, follow along, and know that I'm really glad that you're here. So with that, let's talk about California. Before I jump into this, I just need y'all to know, this is a little behind the scenes. I can't figure out the sound for this podcast. There's this background noise. I can't get rid of it. And I am tired. And I don't know what to do. And I am frustrated. And I don't really know what to do. And this is my like seventh time trying to record this. So if you're like, Tanner, the background noise on this podcast is atrocious. I know. I don't know what to do about it. I'm just trying my best. Life's hard, y'all. Anyways, let's talk a little bit about California. I have learned that most of traveling is waiting. Waiting to get to the airport, waiting to get on the airplane, waiting to get off, waiting to get the rental car, waiting to go to the hotel, waiting for whatever it is to start. And then you wait to go back home and do it all over again. I waited an hour to get the keys for my rental car. Now, I don't want to brag, but they gave me the keys to a Kia Soul. I know. I told you, I didn't want to brag, it just kind of came out. When I finally got to drive in the Kia Soul, it wanted to drive itself. The auto steer was on, and I didn't like that. My 2015 Honda Accord back home doesn't have this feature, and it's one of the reasons why I love it. I like to drive. I don't like being driven. As I cruised down the road, I tried to disable all the settings so that I could just drive the car. I guess I like control. Savannah Guthrie, she narrated my 2 days of driving around California. She recently released a book titled Mostly What God Does, and I think that's a really beautiful title for a book. I had seen a couple of people post about the book, and so I downloaded it, press play. She told stories and read scripture, and it was like sitting with an old friend who had walked a few miles ahead and came back to tell me what they had learned. Those are some of my favorite books. On Thursday night, I performed in Fremont, California at Prince of Peace Lutheran Church. I don't like calling it performing. To me, it's not performing. I am just being me on stage in front of a group of people. I read poetry, tell stories and make jokes and give what I have, but I guess that's performing. After the show, I met some new friends, signed a few books, answered a few questions, and listened to a couple of stories. This is one of my favorite parts about my job. Not just getting to share, but getting to hear the stories from other people about their lives, about what's going on with them. That night, I cried with two men. One is about to say goodbye to his mother, and the other, he recently said goodbye to his wife. And I can't imagine. I don't want to imagine. Everyone is going through something or about to go through something. The next morning, after a few short hours of sleep, I returned to Prince of Peace to speak with the students. This is one of my favorite things about my job. At chapel, I got to share a message about love and hope and why words matter. I delivered a poem titled, "Let Hope Interrupt the Story." I told them a story from when I was in middle school. It's a story when I get called, bring me to your church and I'll tell you the story. I talked about Jesus, the one that has changed my life forever. After chapel, the elementary school students left and the middle school students stayed behind. I shared poetry and talked about creativity. They asked me questions. I did my best to answer. One student asked why I liked poetry. Another student asked me if I was famous. Another student questioned why I liked basketball more than soccer. Another student told me that poetry mattered. Another said that she was going to go home and buy my books. Now, she was my favorite. The middle school students left and the elementary school students, they came back. Elementary school students are full. They are full of energy and anticipation. They're bursting with life and curiosity. Everything is interesting to them, even poetry. I read a few poems to them that you can't find in any of my books. Those poems are titled Dan the Man, SpongeBob Oval Pants, and The Animal Poem. They asked me all of the questions, every single question that has ever existed, and I did my best to answer them. As I was leaving, one student told me that they wanted to be like me when they grew up, and I told them that it might be a good idea to be a doctor. After my time at the school, I got back in the Kia Soul and began driving the 2 hours back towards Sacramento. I needed to kill time before I could check into my hotel, so I took my time getting to where I was going. I stopped at In-N-Out. Legally, I had to. I think it's a rule. Whenever you travel to California, you must get a double-double from In-N-Out. And I wanted French fries and a milkshake, but I looked at myself in the mirror that morning and knew that I needed to say no. This is what happens when you get older. You have to make decisions that you don't want to make. And I really wanted French fries and a milkshake. I needed to kill more time, so I found a coffee shop somewhere in Sacramento. I caught up on emails and eavesdropped on the people around me. This is not a shocking thing. Two guys seated next to me were selling items on Facebook Marketplace so they could buy airline tickets to go to Hong Kong. They were somewhere in their 20s, and if I had to guess, 23, 24. They high-fived and hugged when they sold the item that put them over the top. They bought the tickets and high-fived again, and one said to the other, "Well, at least we can make it there. We'll figure out how to get home later." And I thought to myself, oh, to be young. And I have never had a thought that has made me feel so old. The show on Friday night was a good kind of different. Before I shared poetry and told stories, a worship band played. They were fantastic. People raised their hands and clapped and filled the space with praise. The room was alive and I didn't want to kill it. I performed for close to an hour, reading poetry, telling stories, and either making a few too many or not enough jokes. I really can't decide. After the event, someone came up to me and told me that I should call myself a stand-up comedian. I told them that would be a lot of pressure, and I'm already struggling with the pressure of just being, well, myself. A man told me he didn't know what to expect about the evening, but was glad to have been surprised by how hopeful the event was. A middle school girl walked up to me. She said, "I think you're funny. Tell me another joke." I told her that I was more of a conversational comedian, and she gave me a blank stare. Eventually, she walked away. This is why I don't call myself a comedian. Way too much pressure. A mother walked up to me and told me to keep doing what I was doing. She told me it mattered. I said, "Yes, ma'am." She grabbed my hand and told me not to call her ma'am. I said, "Yes, ma'am." She squeezed my hand the way a mother squeezes your hand when you don't do what they say, but they're glad you didn't do what they say. After the event, I was exhausted. I went back to my hotel, which was 35 minutes away, but only a few minutes from the airport. I grabbed Taco Bell on the way back to the hotel, where I slept for 4 hours. I'm writing this on the airplane. I am exhausted, but I am full, and I'll be home soon. When I arrive, well, I'll be home, and I'll be with them, and I'll get ready to do all of this again soon. To close out this episode of the Walk a Little Slower podcast, I would like to share a poem with you from my book, Continue, Poems and Prayers of Hope. If you don't have this book, well, you can check out the link in the show notes. The poem is titled Let Today, and it goes like this. Turn around to see the steps you took that brought you to be. Fix your eyes on the grace that led you from place to place. Trace over the lines, and I believe you'll find courage and mercy led you from what lies behind. Flip to the photos to see how you've grown and made it through what was once unknown. Look back. Look back on what has been, and remember He has been and will be with you until the very end. Let today be a day when looking back leads you forward. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Walk a Little Slower podcast. If you're not subscribed to the podcast, make sure you hit subscribe, and I'll be back in a few days, weeks, who knows. But I'll be back soon with another episode. Peace.